You're listening to the Red Moon Radio Podcast, episode number 25, with special guests Victoria, British Columbia, Canada's Bad Who. Red Moon Radio is a regular podcast dedicated to garage, psychedelic, fuzz, and lo-fi, as well as good old-fashioned rock and roll from around the world. We bring you the best new music and interviews, introducing you to your new favorite band. The show is available on Podomatic and on Stitcher, as well as by subscription on Google Play and iTunes. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Red Moon Radio 1, on Facebook at facebook.com/redmoonradio. Get in touch with us by email at redmoonradio2015@gmail.com. And watch for us along with the other music junkies on the music website 53rdandthird.com. Links to the bands and extras are available in our show notes on the Podomatic and Stitcher pages, as well as on 53rdandthird.com. Come back often and add us to your favorites. Now let's get on with the show. Hello again, everyone. Your host and pal, Aaron, here. Welcome once again to the Red Moon Radio Podcast. Whether this is your first time tuning in, you've been with me since the beginning, or anything in between, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining me on this crazy ride called Red Moon Radio. As always, I'm excited to share another great band with you on this episode of the podcast. If you haven't guessed already, I'm first and foremost a fan of the guests on Red Moon Radio, and I take my curation responsibilities very seriously. I began the podcast as a way to showcase some of the new and perhaps underappreciated talent that was out there that I've been enjoying. And there's so much to share. Last time I commented that one of the rewards of doing the podcast is getting to know some great people along the way, and the band this week is no exception. In fact, we had such a good chat that we did it twice, although to be fair, some technical difficulties were also a factor. Before we get started, a quick reminder that previous episodes of the podcast, including the last episode with Vancouver's The Intelligence Service, are available on Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and through iTunes. And don't forget that you can also check out Red Moon Radio, along with all the other music junkies and podcasters, on 53rdandthird.com. The latest episodes are updated on the website with extra content. Episode 25 of Red Moon Radio features all four members of the band Bad Who out of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. As you'll hear in the interview, and perhaps see when you start following them on social media, Bad Who is all about fun rock, even if you don't want to admit another musical genre to the already crowded constellation. So what is fun rock exactly? Well, we didn't get into the specific traits of fun rock in the interview, but I think that once you hear the band, you'll agree that they are most definitely fun rock. So to begin the show, let's take a listen to one of the tracks from their most recent release, a split 7-inch with their friends and fellow Victoriaites, the Skrunt Brothers, called Ha Ha Money. The song is called Talk Talk Talk, and it opens the 7-inch with a bang. Enjoy.
Ain't got no time for the yeah.
I mentioned off the top, this episode of the Red Moon Radio podcast features Todd, David, Ben, and Matt from Victoria, Canada's Bad Who. As noted, the guys, or at least David, characterize their music as fun rock. While I totally agree with that description, you may also hear some garage, surf, and straight-ahead rock and roll in the mix. Whatever you want to call it, I think it's safe to say that they bring infectious energy and pure delight straight to your ear holes. I had the pleasure of chatting with Todd, David, Ben, and Matt via Skype from Victoria a few weeks ago about their music and latest releases, the recording process, as well as some pretty interesting mythology around their band name. Bad Who, welcome to the Red Moon Radio podcast.
Hey.
Hi.
Why don't you go around and introduce yourselves?
Let the angel start.
I'm Matt, I play drums.
I'm Ben, I play the bass.
I'm David, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Todd, and I play guitar.
Todd's got a really good radio voice.
You all have great radio voices.
Thanks, Ben.
How's our radio faces?
Just as great as mine. Tell me a little bit about Bad Who.
We're a rock and roll band. We live in Victoria, BC, and we're just having the most fun. I'm pretty sure. I feel like that's what I always say to myself. We're having the most fun.
I agree with that.
Kind of
party, yeah, good fun rock, right?
I'd say that's quite an astute description of us. I've never heard anybody say that.
Oh, I just keep talking to myself because I'm always sitting at home, you know, just staring at the wall. I'm like, we're fun rock.
We don't, the world does not need a new genre.
All right, I'll go back to my hovel.
Yeah, but we are just kind of in the midst of releasing a new sort of, it's an EP that's anchored off of a double, like a, I guess a split 7-inch with some really good friends of ours, the Skrunt Brothers. Skrunt Brothers. Oh yeah, they don't like.
They used to be Clunt the Skrunts.
Yeah, and so they changed their name from Clunt and the Skrunts to the Skrunt Brothers, and that this is their debut.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, as the brothers.
Yeah.
The brothers Clunt.
The Skrunt, brothers.
The
man.
Brothers.
No.
That would have been a way better name.
Oh
God. Yeah.
But anyways, we're quite excited because that's coming out in like a nice actual vinyl, like 7-inch. We have to hear ourselves played on our record players, which is kind of like one of the dreams that needs to come true through this thing that is Bad Who. And we're going to tag in sort of 4 bonus tracks to that, all from the same recording session that we did in last fall.
When is that going to come out?
Any day.
This is, can we hold a brief band meeting?
Sure, yeah, confer.
When's that coming out?
It's a soft launch.
Yeah, they're available now.
All right, soft launch. Okay, what is it called?
It's called Ha Ha Money, which was kind of a really funny way that it came about. My cousin, who is right around the same age as I am, he lives in Toronto, and he likes to doodle, he likes to do art, he likes to take pictures, so he ended up taking the backdrop on Polaroid, or whatever way that he did it.
For the cover.
For the cover.
35mm.
Yeah, 35mm. Yeah. And I did a bunch of doodles, and that's where the album art came from. We were kind of stoked on it, and just randomly on it, when we were going through drafts, he has, like, lacquer coming down, and it says money in a weird way beside it, and we liked it, so we're just like, okay, we're going to name it Ha Ha Money, and that's just the way it is.
Nice. Did he do the art for your cassette?
Yeah, the same kind of deal.
And all our t-shirts, and, yeah.
And our stickers.
We owe our lives.
Wow. So it's like,
he's really tough.
Yeah, I love the picture of on 2 tin cans and a lollipop.
Yeah, the truck.
Yeah.
I agree. It's neat because he takes these, he gets the real prints and then does like I don't know. I think it's kind of weird to think about it. He then paints like graffiti onto the photo.
Oh, that's cool.
It's digital, yeah.
Oh, I thought he did it on the photos and then took photos of the photos.
No. I think it's all digital after that whole print.
Either way.
So, I mean, we were talking about the cover, but you guys also have a cassette that is currently available outside of the soft launch of Ha Ha Money, called Two Tin Cans and a Lollipop. What can you tell us about that?
They were like our basement demos and our first like recordings, which we were trying to figure this out before we started chatting, and it was like a year and a half.
So, but the thing about the tape was like, it was sort of almost like third generation of those, because he sort of, Todd basically recorded 12 songs. Todd is an amazing engineer, you know, and then mixer. He recorded us in the basement and then gradually like would mix and prepare four tracks. We'd release them as an EP, another four tracks, release them as an EP. So those were the Hair of the Dog Bone and
Bear as a Dog.
Bear as a Dog Bone and Hair of the Dog.
Give us our reachy kisses. Give us our reachy kisses.
Yeah, and so then those were the first eight, and then when the last four were ready, Todd had like by then remixed them all into like something that was almost just, you know, the first versions just simply didn't do it justice anymore. So we put it into 12 and released it on cassette through Tosca Tapes. And that thing is still I love it. Such a good kind of first thing to be really trying to promo.
One of the things I'm most proud about that tape is that it's yellow.
And it sounds best when you scream it off of Bandcamp. Like you can put the tape into a tape player. But then scream it up.
Yeah.
Just a pro tip.
Yeah.
Is that a compound word? Pro tip?
It's two words.
Okay, that's two words.
It's great to listen to the tape, though. Like, I feel like those songs were in their primitive states at that point. You know, like, we had just became a band. It was Matt and Oswald who started a band as a two-piece called Night Sweats back in the day. And I think Oswald went to work up north for a couple months, and in that time I had met Matt, and him and I started jamming during that time, and we just had a couple one-off bands, and played up parties, and it was a lot of fun.
Kittens,
yeah, that was a great time.
And Easy Guys.
And Easy Guys, yeah. I think Easy Guys came back for revenge. I think we had like a second show.
That sounds like really chlamydia well. Or something.
After that, Oswald came back and we started jamming, and then recently, like just not far after that, we added Ben, who we were playing road hockey with, and started jamming to that. And then let's say a couple months after that is when we did the recording. So like when we look back at it, all the songs were in a very primitive state. And that's what we have on tape, and that's what we have on Bandcamp, that's what we've been going on for the last like year or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's funny to see the progression of those songs now, and I think that Ha Ha Money, with what songs we chose to put on it, it shows that progression. It shows like how much more we've become a band.
Yeah, they're really cool. I think, sorry to interrupt, but three of us have just got to listen to these songs like 24 hours ago, I guess, last night. When was it? I'm losing track of time.
Very recent.
Anyway, so yeah, they sound so much better. So it's really, Todd's done a lot of work on these.
So this was a sweet recording session where we got to go into Vancouver. So I swear it's another dream come true that, you know, thanks to Bad Who, it was like we dropped into Vancouver, went into, Monarch Studios where for a very reasonable price, we had two studio assistants who were like setting everything up for us and like getting us food, going to get us beer if needed, all this stuff, like two people for the entire day plus an engineer. And the engineer was our friend, was my friend, and super nice guy. Well, I guess he's your friend after that day. Yeah, so, and we did this day where we, like, got all nervous and were shitting the bed, and then, you know, took a break and went away and, like, recentered and drank some beer, go back in, play a song that we hadn't anticipated playing, fucking, like, nail it, get all psyched, drop, like, the session where we then just, like, record all the songs. Two takes, basically nail it, take a break, wrap up a few like fix ups. These guys record the vocals in an hour, just in time to like get our shit out of there to end the day. And then we went and saw the OCs and we were like, like epic day. And then we got started getting the recordings and, just like we're working really hard with the guy mixing them, who was the engineer. and he's used to acoustic and all this, and Todd had a lot of feedback, and it was kind of like turning into this thing where like, oh, maybe this isn't gonna pan out, blah blah blah. And the guy just like graciously handed over all the like raw tracks to Todd, and then Todd did the mix down, and now we have like this amazing product that came out of the day. So I think we're all just like extremely happy that we like threw that money at it and it worked out, and yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah. Well, you will, because the two tracks I just sent you are the exact excerpts from the digital copy of it. So
that means that we can share it on the show.
Apparently, we've released it since
now. This can be your
very soft release.
The softest release ever.
Excellent. I'm happy to be part of the soft release of Bad Who's Ha Ha Money.
We're very pleased to be here.
And we are coming to Toronto in September. We'll probably still be releasing the tracks at that point.
That's the end of the soft release in September.
Right. It's an extended soft release. So you're for sure going to come out this way?
We currently have a gig booked in Kingston only. Just got a message. So we're working on the rest of the spots. And, you know, with our luck, we'll end up playing a couple of, like, square dances.
So you guys picked some songs to share with us. Do you remember what you chose? It's been a while.
Boom, basically the soundtrack for Cocktail, right?
Yeah. I haven't listened to that album in so long.
I have it on cassette. Well, I had it on cassette.
I had it on cassette too. High five.
Honestly, I can't remember all the songs that we did choose.
Do you like the Cult Babies?
I do.
Yeah. You should just play that whole album. Scratch the list.
I picked All Right, I Should Be There.
Why'd you pick that?
Pat Conan, the drummer on that album, was one of the major influences of that album, of all the albums.
I picked Television, a song called Friction. This is funny. This is like, I'm surprised I didn't pick Norah Jones and be like, have you heard of Norah Jones? Because I am always like the last person to hear about bands, even when they're from the 70s. So I just heard Television through these guys, and in starting to listen to their music, I was like, holy shit, like, the bass player and I feel like he's, like, must be my brother or my dad. From the 70s, probably my dad. So I think he, yeah. Because I was just like, this is exactly how I envisioned playing the bass. And actually, like, we started trying to cover Friction, and I don't know, yeah, I was immediately just, like, playing the bass lines, like, this is how I want to play the bass. So that there, I really like kind of connected with my dad.
I don't know what calling him dad.
Well, I mean my real dad. Right, my real dad lives in Calgary. I like got back in touch with him.
Slow down. the main road, where the silence spreads and a mended hole.
We got David. What did you choose?
I chose Borrowed Time by Parquet Courts, and just thought that sounded like some fun rock, you know, and I just wanted to hear that. I just really love that album, and it was like an album that I like listened to kind of by myself for a while. I was like, oh my god, I haven't really felt like I bonded with an album for a while too, and I just really love that one.
I got the opportunity to choose two songs. The first one I chose would have been Cold Chinese from The Dog Indiana, who are our special buds in town here. We played with a number of times. I actually got the wicked opportunity to record them in their first EP, four songs that we did just in our basement from those same sessions that we got taped from. And those have been up on Bandcamp for a while, and yeah, they're super rad. I love them. And then just what is it, 2-3 months ago, we did another session of another 9 songs, different songs in their first EP. And I had such a blast. Like, those guys are super awesome, super rad to record with. They're super easy. Rented a bunch of gear and threw it in a room for a day. And yeah, we came up with some pretty good stuff. So I give you one that I really like that kind of showcases what they can do and how they sound. And that's Cold Chinese. And I think it's wicked. I think everybody really like it. And the second song, the Pale Red, Amazon Blob. We just played with those dudes. And ladies.
Dude and lady. It should be dude and ladies.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, we played with them at Wheelies, and we just had such a rad time. They're just so awesome. And I thought it was a good pairing for the intimate settings of the Wheelies. And I think we should put them on the air with us.
Let's all go down to the mineral.
Okay, if you scratch the song that I chose, you can just get an acapella version from Ben.
Thank you. adored, even when you feel ignored. Hope for the best of that.
Are we together? together? Are we together? Are we together? What brings us together?
Songs that you guys chose, Lost Tones.
Oh yeah,
Rat Bag. That song really resonates with our drummer Matt.
Rat Bag.
When that song comes on, he starts to do a little jig before he's standing.
Todd and I work at a restaurant together, and
pumping
morale. Well,
yeah, raises morale in the restaurant.
Matt and I went out for a drink. I don't get to do that. I get to have drinks when I'm at band practice. I love band practice, but I don't get to go out to like a bar or something all that often. So Matt and I went to a place in Victoria, and he, next thing you know, Lost Tones was being played in the bar. And Matt, he just left.
Cool bar.
Yeah, cool bar, totally. And it was hilarious because like... Matt made it happen.
Oh, ruin the story.
I'm just surprised.
It was great. And I mean, seriously, like, I was looking around the place trying to, like, get a read on, like, how appropriate it was. And although the, like, bar was presenting itself as someplace fancy, it was full of deadbeats like us, so it was great.
And then also you have us Grunt Brothers. Coincidentally, speaking of the guys.
That's on Haha Money, the 7-inch.
And Clint, who's one of the... So Clint, he's no longer a namesake of the band, but his name's Clint. He he runs this little label called Velvet Rut. And they are the ones... Or Velvet Rut released the 7-inch. So Clint was so kind as to do everything involved in producing that little record and including right half the music. So that was a really positive experience, and their songs are great. Like it's a really great combo and two of the nicest guys in the world to do something like that with. So
Chris Reimer is the drummer, and he is a phenomenal drummer. Like that, I don't know. You've had a chance to listen to the Scrum Brothers. Yeah, they're a pretty powerful duo.
Yeah.
we didn't talk about this, but where did the name Bad Who come from?
Well, I mean, this story doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's true. true story. We're on our way back from one of our seasons stealing Christmases. So it's just for the uninitiated, as with like summertime tree planting camps and all that, there's a similar phenomenon for the stealing of Christmases where, you know, those who tend towards the activity go out to outposts around the sort of rural areas of the country and steal Christmases. And so we had done that as part of our sort of, well, that's we do as we're bad who's. So that wasn't so much where the name came from, but it was more the decision of the band, the coalescence of band that, you know, gave birth to the fact that there's a name for the band. So we were driving home together, sharing a ride, and no radio, no CD player, no technology whatsoever. So we had to fill the air. So we started singing. We started, you know, playing the drums on our knees and hump bass lines. And then we came up with, I think the first song was maybe Bitter Greens.
Maybe.
Yeah. Something early, like, it was sort of like, ba-down, down, ba-down, down, down.
We could yodel very well.
So that's when, then and there, we decided, you know, not wanting to have to go through the rigmarole of picking a band name, we just chose, like, our true identity, which was Bad Who. We were very Christmas-centric people.
I can tell by all your Christmas sweaters that you're wearing.
Exactly. It's core to our being.
It's sweltering in here.
Okay, and then, I mean, that's one story.
I'm just going to point out that the Who's down in Whoville are WHO.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
Because we didn't want to implicate them.
I see. Sorry, Todd, please continue.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, that's one way of looking at it, and I think that's, you know, it's one interpretation of Bad Who. In reality, we just have a friend that kind of looks like Cindy Lou Who, but, like, kind of like a badass version of her. And so, literally, our name literally came from her. And then we all just kind of, like, fell into the suit of being part of her family.
I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Agreed. That's the thing about reality.
You guys have some shows coming up. Some of them probably will have already passed by the time the podcast goes up. However, would you like to just maybe speak really quickly to some of that?
That's okay. Well, we're in the midst of a bit of busy time for us, which is awesome. We played an amazing new venue, or I guess a new-ish venue in Victoria called The Onion, that I think is going to be a mainstay for summer. It's like this beautiful outside little space and really, really fun. And then tomorrow we're playing another outside venue for part of the Canada Day, Canada 150 things, Spirit of 150 in Victoria. And then we're going up to Prince George, and we're playing what will be a really interesting show for the launch of a space called the Omanika Arts Center. And we're playing with three other bands that are all sort of on their way to Smithers for the Midsummer Music Festival. And so then we're playing the Saturday night at Midsummer, which is like, I mean, I'm really, really excited for it because I love this kind of the remote region festivals are such a thing for the local communities, in my experience anyway. So you get a lot of like really enthusiastic music goers, and we get to play the Saturday night, like a 9 p.m. slot on their like side stage. So which I think is just absolutely perfect. So that's going to be a blast. And then after that, I think we're kind of like staggered out through the summer.
Yeah. I don't think
so,
one of July.
By the time this is coming up, we'll be playing the Owl.
That'll be awesome.
How can people connect with you guys, find your music and stuff?
The best place to do it is on the internet. You've got a thing called thebandcamp.com, badwho.bandcamp.com. You put all our music up there.
I'd say actually the best way to connect with us is through Twitter. David is he's really good at it, actually. Like, he's really good. The other place would also be on our Instagram. Follow us at...
you can't hear the music, man. We got to go to
there's videos. There's some really good videos of us playing live. Yeah, so those ways. Also, we would love to accept an email. You know, people don't send emails these days, and it's nostalgic to have one come in. So our email is 00badwho00@gmail.com.
That's a good email, Bob.
Yeah, that's a good one. The one thing that I just have to warn everybody out there about is that we all are able to access all of our accounts. So there is an amazing amount of potential for confusion around correspondence, but it's pretty manageable generally, unless, and there's really, we like our own comments and all that stuff. So there's a lot of positive that comes out of it, but it's super confusing.
Positive, but just mass confusion?
No. Our account generated this, or there was a message in a conversation with somebody that just didn't make any sense.
That's on Facebook.
On Facebook. And, like, it was there. Like, when you looked at the conversation, there was this message that came from us. And because we all, like, the four of us have access, it was like, well, who the hell wrote that stupid message? Kind of passing the buck around until we had decided that it was obviously Todd. And then Todd was like, yeah, no, I don't know anything about that. So it turns out that Facebook produced the message pretending to be us. And it's so weird because like based on some sort of like algorithm, but there was like a definite fail because it produced the message immediately after we sent one. So it was like, apparently the function is that if you don't respond to somebody, it'll like send out this auto reply that kind of gets you off the hook for not responding, but it's not just like a, hey, sorry, I'm busy. It like tries to make it an intelligent thing by like collecting elements of previous messages and all this. So it ended up like being pretty incoherent. And
it said we're a bit boogalooed right now. And I was like, who does that sound like? Boogaloo.
Did it actually? I thought that was your message.
No, it's like that's their form message.
They use Boogaloo?
Boogaloo, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just like a warning to all y'all out there.
You gotta uncheck that box.
Yeah. Uncheck that box. So you also have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we got
a long and convoluted way to tell us about your Facebook page as well.
And we're, so by the way,
it's about the time spent.
Our band is called Bat Poop.
I have to thank you guys because this is actually our second interview and I really appreciate you taking the time to do it over again. And both times have been crazy and convoluted, but tons of fun. So thank you very much. And I can't wait till you're coming through town.
Absolutely. Seriously, we are so excited for the show that David is booking us in Toronto. Thank you, Aaron. Seriously, like your style is, I quite like it. It's such a nice way to engage in a conversation like this. And I just really want to say thank you to anyone listening because ultimately this is for you. So from us to you, Bad Who to your stolen Christmas, hugs.
Love you.
That was the sweetest way to end this thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many, many thanks to the guys for sitting down to chat with me for a second time and for sharing some fun stories and a lot of great music. I can't overstate how much I love finding out what bands listen to and often learning about other great bands that I might not have found otherwise. As expected, the guys in Bad Who have wicked musical taste, and this was evidenced by the music and bands they shared with us, as well as their own fun rock and roll stylings. During the interview, we heard Canadian legends Tricky Woo with All Right from my favorite album of theirs, 1999's Sometimes I Cry, followed by the immortal Television with Friction from their classic album Marquee Moon. Also in the set, Parquet Courts with Borrowed Time from their acclaimed second album Light Up Gold, another Victoria band, The Dog Indiana, with a non-album cut called Cold Chinese, as well as Pale Red out of Vancouver with Time's a Blob from their fantastic album Soft Opening. As if that wasn't good enough, we heard from another one of my favorite bands, Lost Tones, from Sydney, Australia, with the song Ratbag from their most recent album, What Happened. and a rocker from Bad Who's 7-inch buddies, the Skrent Brothers, called Fool's Dilemma, which also appears on their debut album, Wig Hats. Whew, that was a lot of great music. For more information on all that you hear in this episode, as well as the previous ones, go to the Podomatic page to see a full listing of the songs and albums. Episode pages also include links to the band's Bandcamp sites and social media. Now that you've heard the music that the guys are into, as well as enamored yourself of them and their fun rock ways, let's continue with more music from Bad Who. As we discussed in the interview, they're in the midst of an extended soft launch for their new 7-inch Ha Ha Money, and we're going to start out with another song from their record, Surf and Onions. Also in the set, Bitter Greens, which the guys talked about in the interview, and the delightfully named Latter-day Snakes, which coincidentally are among the bonus digital tracks on offer with the new release. We'll be right back. We didn't talk much about it in this interview, but one of the things that caught my eye about Bad Who after my ears were already perked was the language play in their song titles. When I first saw their previous release, a cassette from earlier this year called Two Tin Cans and a Lollipop, a couple of song titles immediately stood out. One was the aforementioned and played Latter-day Snakes, which is among the songs re-recorded for the 7-inch, and another was Greatest Dane of All, which we're about to hear. We'll follow that with another awesome track from the cassette, Mystery Tugs. I should also mention that both the cassette and the 7-inch are available through their Bandcamp site at very reasonable prices. Hint, hint.
We can't.
another episode of the podcast comes to a close, and as usual has gone by too fast, I must mention how much of a treat it was to talk to Bad Who not once, but twice. I hope you enjoyed the episode and the interview, as well as all the music that they shared. To end the show, here's a couple more bonus tracks from Ha Ha Money, Wasp Knees, and Purple Blankets and Trains. Thanks again so much to Todd, David, Ben, and Matt of Bad Who for joining me on the podcast. And many thanks to you for listening. Until next time. We'll be right back.
to play drums and make mead. There ain't no time like the present to get on that old dirty track.